And from that marvelous chapter of Joel, chapter 2, the beginning of verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. I'll read the verse in full. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Millions of people, as they get older, think that their life has been wasted. In very many cases, they berate themselves quite rightly that they have done the wasting. I even regret to this day. I heard the gospel, as you know, and I yielded my life to Christ 6 gospel hearings after. I wish it could have been the first one. But for many, the wasting has been till they're 30, or till they're 40, or 50, or 60, almost to their dying bed. And to those who know they've wasted their lives, this terrible thought comes over. I can never make up for it. And this logic of Satan comes into play. All right, if the Lord blesses you now and you have blessings that you could never understood, you could still have had the earlier ones, couldn't you? But that's not what the Lord says in his words. The Lord says he will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. And that comes such a wonderful way across to sinners who are lost, sinners who know they've wasted away their lives, sinners who know they can't have their golden years back, sinners who know, as it is, there is no hope for them and no reward for them in heaven. But if you were one of those, if you are one of those, and you hear the voice of the Lord saying to you, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, it would be too good to be true. It would sound to you as if the thing couldn't possibly happen. You wouldn't believe that the Lord was joking with you, but you might believe it was past his power to make up for those lost years. But the Lord does indeed whisper to the hearts of those who've wasted so much time that he will restore them. Paul does encourage believers who have been restored to redeem the time, knowing that the days of evil are evil. But before you become a Christian, so many, many people feel the wasting of their lives. And maybe they feel that it's bad enough to do a day's work in situations that they find uncongenial. But there may be a particular relevance in our own terrible day, that even the best-hearted man and woman will feel that work is pointless because the globe is out of control and because there's nothing particularly that they communicate. Now, they can communicate. That's not true, but it's how it hits us. But the Lord will restore the years that the locust have eaten. Now, it's a picture that perhaps we're not so familiar with as some parts of the world. The last I heard of locusts ravaging anywhere was in the very time of COVID, and locusts devoured nearly everything in the Horn of Africa across to Mid-Lower Asia, India, and so on. Just at the time when COVID was rife, then these locusts devastated everything in that quite huge part of the world. But it is a characteristic of locusts that they leave nothing behind. Wherever they've been, whatever it was, grass or corn or whatever it was, they managed to devour absolutely everything. They're a great army, too vast to resist, and they leave everything there. In terms of being the farmer, it means that if the Lord restores to you the years that the locusts have eaten, it means he helps you keep alive when there's nothing for the next 2 years till the crops can be planted and grow again. That's the sort of basic meaning in that sense. But the Lord here is talking about something far greater. He's talking about those whose lives have been wasted. There are many ways. Cankerworm, caterpillar, palmer worm. That way of life being wasted may be an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction. That way of years being wasted may be simply a drifting and not settling to anything. That way of days being wasted may be broken home, broken marriage. It may be the days of confinement in prison because of their foolish behavior earlier. You will know the plague of your own heart. You don't need me to spell it out in this way. But the Bible does say, and the Lord Jesus says to every sinner, I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten. It seems impossible. I know that argument does hit people hard because it was something I felt. All right, if from now on you bless me, it can never make up for what's gone before. Many people feel it like that. But the Lord says, no, taking everything into consideration, however many wasted years, I will restore to you. In ways perhaps that you didn't know, by opportunities that you never considered, by the nature of preaching the gospel when before you didn't preach the gospel, whatever it may be. But the Lord says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Do take the Lord up on that. We only have one life. We don't believe in reincarnation. We have one life, and if that life has been wasted, and if that life has borne no fruit, if that life has brought forth misery because of the things that we've done, misery to others and ourselves, the Lord says, I will restore. Of course, he will do so by drawing you to himself, by pointing you to the Saviour, as we heard this morning. He whom God teaches is taught to come to Christ. But I will restore to you. And first of all, you've been repenting of these things. It's bothered you all these years that you've wasted so much time. Repent of it. That you've been doing that. But do it properly. Combine it with a repenting towards Christ. That he was the one who has suffered in your stead. That you repent and throw yourself upon him. Then he says, I will restore. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. Well, this is thinking about the gospel and thinking about what the Lord says to those who are not believers. But even believers can lose opportunities. Even believers can waste their time. There comes a time, even in the middle of a believing life, when the Lord will say to us, it's time to begin again. It's time to think out of the box. I will restore to you even those years, the years that are utterly wasted, laid waste, opportunities you had. You've been given gifts in your mind, in your hands, and been used to wrong and bad purposes. I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten. Now, because it doesn't take much imagination to know why it was that I read Job 42 to you. If you read the whole of the book of Job, you'll see how much he endured and how faithfully he endured it. But here is an example of the Lord restoring the wasted time. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. The restoring might be when you pray for those you've hurt, when you pray for those who might have had advantage. The very first church I had, the student church, it was where they made Morris Minors in Oxford a little more. And do you know, the fathers of many of the children who came to our Sunday school never brought money home because there was a pub between the works and the home. And out they would come with all their money, they would literally spend it all in the pub, and they would be numb for home. Wasting. Healthy wasting. They were healthy people. They were doing the right thing. Oh, but what a waste, and what others they brought down with their wasted. What tearful wives, what upset hungry children, all because of this situation. Well, if the Lord turns such a captivity, it may be when he prayed for his friends. It may be that such a one would pray for his wife, pray for his children, pray for those whom he'd win. There's a wonderful example in the scripture, you know, of the one who had persecuted the church, but now preached the gospel that he was. People were still frightened of him. Maybe they won't believe that you were right, that you're honest, that you've truly repented, but you've got to do it. And they've got to discover that you're utterly trustworthy. When the Lord turns the captivity of Jacob, it was when he prayed for his friends. He'd all the time been seeking to discredit their infamies about him, but he still had to pray for them. And they were friends before, and they were friends now. They were only fair weather friends in the middle. But when he prayed, the Lord turned that captivity. We're not told how. Just simply that the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Didn't apply to his three daughters. Can't halve or double. To three, not with daughters anyway, but everything else was doubled, twice as much of all the things. He had 14,000 sheep instead of 7, 6,000 camels instead of 3, 1,000 yoke of oxen instead of 500, 1,000 she asses instead of 500. The Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask. And when he promises that he will do it, he is well able to deliver. A wasted life will not be wasted when the one turns to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance. Where there will be different sorts of opportunities, whether it be opportunities like he had before, whether there will be reconciliations or and you start, it's too late to reconcile, one person's died. The Lord knows how to deliver those who spent their lifetime in bondage. And he promises that he will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. It's a wonderful thing that the Lord gives us the opportunity to begin again. If we're young, of course, we won't have lost the prime years of our life, just simply the years of preparation, simply learning the things that will now have to be learned, perhaps more quickly, but still have to be learned on top of holding down a job or something. But the Lord promises to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. This passage is followed up by Joel, by a passage that is quoted twice in the New Testament, one on the day of Pentecost. But it talks about the end. And that's the key thing here. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. So what are those who are in that situation and additionally may have wasted their lives? What are they to do? What can they do? What can you do about the global situation? What can you do about what the Lord has organized? We're told. And Peter takes up this very point on the Sermon on the Mount, on the day of Pentecost. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Will there be millions on the day when the Lord's almost come back and the sun is being turned into darkness and the moon becomes blood? Will people turn by the millions then? Well, if any do, you may be promised that you will be delivered. And it's the same principle here. When the Lord says to you, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, asking him to fulfill his word, shall be delivered. Even in that very worst situation, even in that very final situation, when there isn't much time to play with. For the Lord keeps his promises. And when the Lord keeps his promises to those whose soil of whose hearts are dry and hard and cracked, what a wonderful, refreshing time it is. It's not too late. If you've wasted many years, it isn't too late. It's too late for you to decide to turn over a new leaf and work hard. That's not what the Lord is saying. He's saying if you repent, then he will restore. Maybe in a totally different way. It might be by doubling the opportunities that you had before, as it was something like that with Job. But he does promise, no matter how many years, no matter how far you've gone on in life, that the years that have been scavenged, the years that have should have been so fruitful and have been lost, can be restored. Can be restored in 1 year. Can be restored in 6 months. Can be restored in one opportunity to witness perhaps to somebody. Or somebody that you never thought would ever trust you again to witness there and be accepted. But the Lord, when he restores, does remarkable things. And his promise for you, I will restore to you, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. If you've wasted life, turn to the only Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pour out your regrets till they become true repentance. and learn what the Lord promises here. Amen.